And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 1st of July, 2012. It's the birthday of novelist Jean Stafford, born Covina, California, 1915, author of numerous novels, including The Mountain Lion, and also collected stories of Jean Stafford, which won the Pulitzer Prize when it came out in 1969. She died 10 years later and left her entire estate to her cleaning woman. It's the birthday of the man who told you to omit needless words. Omit needless words. William Strunk Jr., born Cincinnati, 1869, taught English at Cornell, where he published his little book, The Elements of Style. One of his students was E.B. White, who revised and expanded Strunk's book. It has sold millions of copies. And it's the birthday of the French novelist Georges Sand, born Lucille Aurore Dupin in Paris, 1804. She was raised by her grandmother, sent off to a convent to be educated, wanted to become a nun, then went to Paris, lived with her mother, got married, had two children. Her husband drank too much, was unfaithful, the marriage deteriorated. Lucille fell in love with other men, including the novelist Jules Sandeau, and while they were together, they co-wrote a novel, which was published under Sandeau's pseudonym, J. Sand. The publisher asked for another book. Lucille had written one, and she published it under the name Georges Sand. It was the novel Indiana. It was a big success. Georges Sand wrote more than 90 novels, 35 plays, a multi-volume autobiography, was one of the most famous women of her time, famous for wearing men's clothing, smoking cigars, and for her long string of lovers, which included Frédéric Chopin. She was friends with Turgenev and Flaubert, Zola, Balzac. Georges Sand, who said, "The world will know and understand me someday, but if that day does not arrive, it does not greatly matter. I shall have opened the way for other women." Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear, entitled Tamed. This summer, my nephew is old enough for his first job mowing the lawn. I watch him lean his skinny chest to the bar of the push mower, put his weight into it, and become, for the first time, a beast in harness, a laborer on the face of the earth, somehow withering and expanding at the same time into something worn and ancient, but still a kid withal. And I remember how bitterly I went into the traces, hating that Saturday ritual for a while, then growing inexplicably into it, gradually mastering the topography of the yard, sometimes using the back-and-forth technique, sometimes going for the checkerboard effect, or my favorite, the ever-diminishing square that left at the lawn's center one last uncut stand of grass, a wild fortress I annihilated with a strange thrill, then stood back to take a look, to survey the field, to cast a critical eye on my work, just as this kid is doing, standing at the edge of the mowed clearance, taking his own measure and liking it. Tamed, a poem by George Bilgear from The Good Kiss, published by University of Akron Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.